This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A possible solution?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Former investors in Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme could get some welcome news today. They could potentially get some of their money back. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us now live from our Washington Bureau with more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So why the optimism?
Well, Steve, we're expected to get details today of the will of a Madoff investor who died recently. We're talking about Jeffrey Pecower. You may remember he's the billionaire who died in his Palm Beach swimming pool last month. Now, the New York Times is reporting that his will could be filed today, and it quotes Pecower's lawyer as saying he left $2 to $7 billion behind, and the Times says that's at least double the money that's now available to cover investors' losses.
So, Nancy, why would Madoff's investors be entitled to any of that money?
Well, Pecower was accused of actually being in on the Ponzi scheme, and he was expected to face criminal charges. The trustee in charge of gathering money to refund investors says Pecower made $7 billion from the Ponzi scheme, and the trustee is trying to actually claw some of that money back for investors. Pecower's family says he didn't know anything about the scheme. They say he was a victim, too, and he was also deceived by Madoff.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joining us from Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Investors keep buying and buying and buying. Shares in Europe are up right now, under 0.5%. Asian markets closed mostly higher today. Investors continued the rally here at home, liking this whole low interest rate policy the Fed is continuing. The S&P had the biggest gain, 2.25%, while the NASDAQ and Dow each tacked on 2%. The Dow added more than 200 points to close at 10,226, its highest close in 13 months. Oil prices are back under $79 a barrel in Asia. One-time Hurricane Ida in the Gulf of Mexico was weakened to a tropical storm. That's eased concern that it could disrupt supply when it reaches the Gulf Coast and all those refineries nearby. Oil drilling company Ensco International says it's moving its headquarters from Dallas to the United Kingdom. It's all about getting closer to customers and better taxes. So what, you say? Marketplace's Elisa Roth explains.
If your company has its headquarters here in the U.S., Uncle Sam wants a piece of the profits, no matter where you make that money. But the United Kingdom just switched from that worldwide taxation to a territorial system. So if your company is based there, you only pay UK taxes on money you earn in the UK. Then if you earn money in France, you pay French taxes on it, and so on. Roseanne Altschuler is a director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The UK may not have looked attractive as a headquarter location, as a worldwide country, but now that they've gone territorial, they may be just attractive enough to get the U.S. corporations to move there.
And she says once companies move their headquarters abroad, other operations may follow. She says it's hard to know how much tax revenue would be lost if American companies started moving abroad en masse. And there is a law that makes it hard to leave just to avoid American taxes. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
Before the economy took a detour south, Americans were doing two things at a record-setting pace, shopping and buying houses. So then maybe it's not too surprising that somebody came up with the bright idea to combine the two. Mallpartments are malls with apartments in them, and they were supposed to be the next big thing. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith tells us how that's working out.
The Americana Mall in Glendale, California, was designed to look like Main Street, you know, where people used to shop before there were malls. There's a paved street, a trolley, a big lawn with a fountain. There are restaurants and shops like Forever 21 and Tiffany, and above them, hundreds of apartments and condos. Welcome to the Mall of the Future, or what was supposed to be the future. Suzanne Mulvey is a real estate strategist with PPR.
The ability to unlock some of the value that sits in that actual real estate entice these developers to come up with alternative ways to get more value out of the same property.
Mallpartments went up in Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., and Arizona. Then the real estate market collapsed. Apartments above one Boston mall went into foreclosure. The Americana's done well with rentals, but half the condos, which sell for between $500,000 and $2 million, are unsold. Real estate consultant Spence Mell says it's not just the economy. Manufacturing Main Street is tricky.
Those areas have grown organically over, you know, a 100-year period. To just throw them up like Disneyland, people have trouble with that.
Some people.
I never want to leave. It's that great. Nobody paid me to say that, by the way.
Paul DeGarabedian moved into the Americana a year ago.
You're living in a mall, and people laugh when you say that, but it's a way of life that I love. I have like five or six restaurants right here that I can literally walk to. I can do shopping for clothes, whatever I want to do. And then they have events all the time, like they're putting up the big Christmas tree here. It's right outside my window. They have Santa's Village. There's the hustle and bustle. I never feel alone. There's always people around.
The Americana offers concierge service, yoga classes on the lawn, a farmer's market every Saturday. Real estate strategist Suzanne Mulvey says these perks are crucial because mallpartment living still presents a major psychological hurdle.
I believe in the mixed-use concept. I just don't know that I want to live at the mall.
At the Americana in Glendale, California, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, from the Marketplace Whose Line Is It Anyway department, Mutual of Omaha Insurance has decided to settle its lawsuit against Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions over aha moments. Earlier this year, Mutual started an ad campaign using the slogan "Official Sponsor of the Aha Moment." The company says it sought a trademark for the phrase last year and no one objected. But on her show and in her magazine, Winfrey often talks about and with guests about aha moments as flashes of understanding. And Winfrey's people sent a letter asking Mutual to stop using the slogan. Our aha moment, both sides say the issue was settled amicably. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.